Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Something or won't I record something? Am I in the vibe? I've been having a bit of a blur day. And then this idea just landed in my head. So grab my phone, grab my mic, plug it in. Here I am. And what I want to talk about today is how you can have something really great going on and at exactly the same time, some really shit stuff going on. I think often we're waiting for the moment where everything kind of comes together and we're like, oh, you know, the angels are singing and la-di-la-di-la, and our life is perfect. So the last few episodes have been about me, you know, in this new place, a bit shinier or something. And I listened to my own podcast on the way down here. The Zero Fucks episode. Might be a couple of free flows ago. And I triggered myself. I found myself really triggered. Shared a pic on Instagram of me walking along the beach, feeling triggered by listening to my own podcast, which I actually listened to every single episode. But I was kind of triggered by my shininess and me talking about how things have been really great. And then I got to thinking about the truth of it, because things have definitely been, like, I'm in a much better place than I ever have been before, but I don't want to give any illusions that I've got all my shit together and things are perfect in Nimmo land, you know, because it's just not, it's not the truth. And I'm also not here to rub some shit into my shine either. I don't, like, I want to acknowledge that things have been pretty good recently. And I have been doing a lot of work on myself. And I have been seeing the results and the work come to fruition. But that doesn't mean I'm without self-doubt. It doesn't mean that I'm without moments where I have a bit of a meltdown. It doesn't mean that all of my, you know, problems have magically disappeared. So this past weekend, I ran the first mastermind retreat for this round. So, Lise, if this is your first episode, you may not know, I run a mastermind with my best mate, Lisa Corduff, called Keeping Good Company, which is related to our podcast. And as part of that, it runs for 10 months. And as part of that, there are two retreats. One at kind of the beginning of our time together as a group, and then one later in the year, like late October. And so this was the first one. Now, I love running retreats. I love the work that I do in my mastermind. Like, it feels like not work. It's just so much fun. And I love seeing these women bust through their shit and see what I can see for them. You know, just peeling back some layers and exposing their potential. Like, it's magic work, and I'm so fucking grateful that I get to do that. And I definitely want more of it. So at the retreat, I was having an amazing time. And a couple of things happened. Firstly, I jumped on a call. I'm doing Kelly Brown's Clarity Circle at the moment, which has been an incredible experience. And I jumped on a live call for that. And I didn't realize there was some stuff just underneath the surface that I was feeling that I hadn't given voice to. And that was around, like, you know, I create this podcast. I have my Show Up Speak Up group. And I feel like, and I have my mastermind, which is a way that I guess I kind of monetize this. But, you know, I was saying how much I love running these retreats, and, you know, I ran my own last October and absolutely loved it. And Callie asked why I wasn't, I think she asked, maybe, why I wasn't doing more of it. Why hadn't I thrown another offer of a retreat out there? And it brought up this stuff around me being afraid of committing to an offer because I was afraid that it would just be another thing I throw out there and and feel rejected if it doesn't fly. So I've been putting all this great work out into the world. And I mean, I've got my Patreon page. It's not really doing that much. And it's just very easy for me to fall back into this place of fear and doubt and scarcity and failure. I'm so well versed with how to function in failure that I've realized I'm actually stopping myself from committing to things. And the way that I've been sharing the ideas that I've had is to seek external validation, float it out there. Hey guys, I'm thinking about doing this. Is this something you'd be interested in? It's just not very empowered. So, you know, I got quite emotional about it and thought to myself, okay, so I need to think about what I want to do here because I am putting a lot of work into, you know, I've been doing this for 3 years. I've put a lot of work into creating this podcast. I put a lot of love and attention into my Show Up Speak Up group. And besides the one retreat and a little thing here or there, I've really not, like, there's no value exchange here. So having a think about how I could kind of make that happen. So that was kind of happening. That came up. There was a big emotional kind of thing around it. Released it. Got back into the group. Because this all happened before breakfast. And went back and ran a really successful, amazing retreat with incredible women. Best time ever. And loved it. Loved every second of it. Until Sunday morning, when I had a bit of an anxiety attack. And all my doing. So we had to be out of the place by 10. And I just took it upon myself to try to pack up everything without asking for help. Everyone was having photos taken and I didn't want to interrupt that. So I just took this, like I just created it like it was some kind of big heavy burden, which then became totally overwhelming. And I just had a anxiety attack, which I haven't actually had an anxiety attack since, well, a year ago when I ended up hooked up to the ECG. That was really the last, you know, anxiety attack that I'd had. And I felt, you know, I felt like a dickhead because we were going to have a group shot and they were asking me to come out for the group shot and I was all in a tears. And then I just couldn't. I just started crying. And I was like, I can't do this, and ran inside. Like, I just felt like an absolute wanker. And, you know, I went inside, composed myself, took a few deep breaths, cried, and you know, dealt with it and came back out and got on with the rest of the day. And, you know, it was totally fine. It wasn't like I swept it under the carpet and pretended it didn't happen. It happened. But I'm fucking human. And this, I wanted to tell this story because these are the stories that don't get told. As someone who is a mentor and maybe even moving into a space where I'm working as a guide, most people won't share that they don't have all their shit together, you know, that they had an anxiety attack due to something stupid. I mean, the thing was, like, I just, when I get into that space, anyone who has anxiety or has had an attack like that knows that it's like you just become completely insular. Once I get into that space, I can't, like, I know logically I could have easily, like, normal me would just open the door and say, hey guys, look, we got to be out of here at 10, so let's get that done and then we can continue with the photo shoot once everything's all in the car. Like, that's what normal, rational Carly would, that's how she would deal with it. You know, everyone come in, work together, let's get this done. We'll all get our stuff out the front door and then we can continue on with the photo shoot after there so we're not delaying the cleaners, et cetera, et cetera. But anxiety-ridden Carly goes into this in a cave that she just can't, it's like I'm in this hole and I can't get out of it. And so until I like release it, and then, you know, I can move through and get back to myself and start functioning again. But in that space, I just don't have the functioning capacity to be able to see what's next or come up with answers or think logically. And like I said, most people won't share this because it's not, like, it's seen as a weakness. And sure, it wasn't the, you know, it wasn't my, it's not the a moment that I'm that proud of. But even as a mentor and a guide, I am a human first. And I have these moments, they're few and far between. But they happen. They happen to all of us. We cannot, like, if you think anyone has all their shit together, you're sadly mistaken. It's just that they don't share it. They might not have an anxiety attack while they're running a retreat, but they'll have their own struggle. So, Why I pressed record, not play, why I pressed record on this particular episode was because I wanted to share that when something really great is going on externally, sometimes there's also something really shit going on, and both can be happening simultaneously. I wasn't anxious during the retreat. I was actually just totally in my element until something tripped an old program and I fell into a space of anxiety. Once I'd moved through that, I was back to being in a really great place. What, you know, the day before, while I was on this call crying about how I wasn't sure what I was doing and what my offers were and if I had anything to offer. That was still happening at the same time as I was actually living my dream. So the point is, we don't have to be in a really amazing place to do our life's work. We don't have to be waiting until we've got our shit together, or our life is in a perfect place, or we are free of anxiety, or we feel in control. We can do it anyway. And if we have those moments where we bump up against ourselves, or it's not the end of the world. Those women that came on my retreat didn't go away with a sour taste in their mouth. They had a fabulous time, and the fabulous time continued. They probably, I hope, just saw a more human side to me, which will allow us to go deeper in our work together. So I wanted to share this mainly because of that, right? Number one, no one has all their shit together. Number two, it's not a prerequisite for doing your life's work. You don't have to have your shit together to do your life's work. Number three, things can be perfect and shit at the same time. And that's okay. And yeah, number four. Yeah, don't have any illusions that other people have their shit together and you don't. Don't allow yourself to fall into that comparison place. Someone in Keeping Good Company I had posted a video of me running on the beach in 2011, when I was doing the running blogger. And she had said she'd listened to the episode that was related to, which was the episode that's gone live this week. So that is, around the 1st of May, it went live. I think it's called Something About Being Seen. And I had shared this video in the Keeping Good Company group, and someone had said, what you shared, this is where I'm at, where you were 9 years ago or 8 years ago. And she felt shit about that. And I look at that video and I still see me. It's still me. Even though I've done a lot of work and I'm more comfortable speaking now and I am less in my head, though I still do get to that place, it's still me. And starting somewhere is better than not starting. It doesn't matter where we are on our journey, it shouldn't stop us from doing our life's work, putting ourselves out there, getting shit done. So the conditions are never right. If you're waiting for that moment, consider that, I have plenty of girlfriends who have had reached the height of their success and something shit has happened at the same time. It hasn't stopped them enjoying the success. They've just also had this other shit to deal with. And that's okay. For example, Bronnie Ware has birthed her child while getting a Hay House contract, literally at the same time, has the baby, and comes out with, AI. So these things can happen simultaneously. And they often do. So there is no normal. There is no, people can be doing their best work while terrible shit's going on in their life. And my God, there's like 300 children coming towards me. So I might wrap this up. But essentially what I'm saying is, don't let your circumstances stop you from doing your life's work, putting your shit out there, trying stuff. The conditions are never going to be right. But there is this moment, so go for it. All right, until next time, peace out. The kids passed, and I just had a bit of an extension of that thought. So I think the real message that I'm trying to share with you is that life doesn't have to be different in order for you to feel shiny, in order for you to create, in order for you to feel content. You know? We're waiting for that moment, whatever that moment feels like. But that moment comes and goes. And if we're forever waiting for it to feel sustained in order for our life to have meaning or in order for us to feel fulfilled, I think that's dangerous. We can, experiencing a high and experiencing a low, I guess it comes down to that idea of the two wolves. I think Jana Kingsford brought it up in an episode fucking years ago, which was that, you know, that idea of the two wolves and which one do you feed? And so we have a choice around that, right? Like, not everything is going to be perfect at all times, but we can choose which we feed, which wolf we feed. So while there was still shit going on for me during my retreat, I chose to feed that wolf, the wolf that was joyful and having the time of her life and in flow. That is the wolf that I fed. I had moments of the other wolf by my side, and at one moment I fed it, but overall I fed the other wolf. So those two wolves are always present. It's not that we need to be without one in order for our life to have value or in order for us to be a success. Both are present. But which one are you feeding? And to deny the existence of the other, you know, it's still there. Even if you're not acknowledging it. And often, it lies away in the shadows and starts feeding on your soul. You know, this is really what concerns me about our world today, is that we're taught to swallow our feelings and not express them. And it leads to terrible places if we don't. You know, that shit manifests in our body, whether you believe it or not. It turns into stuff. And so even on those weekends where I'm wearing my professional hat, I'm still human, I still have feelings, and I'm still going to express them. Even when I can't. Even when anxiety grabs hold. I'm not going to hide that away and be ashamed of it because it's just going to breed more of it. Instead, I'm going to bring it out into the light and be like, I experience this. I'm going to honor this. And then I'm going to move the fuck on and get back to what I'm really here to do. You know what I'm saying? All right. Legit, that's the end. Until next time, peace out.
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies and thanks for listening.